one of the operative phrases in the Big Ten this year for everybody, except maybe Purdue, is that you have to find a way to minimize losing streaks, more so than anything else. Because each of these teams, maybe outside of the Boilermakers, has flaws. And you're going to lose some games, but you have to shorten those losing streaks to maintain your position as one of the contenders. And that'll be the objective or the goal or the challenge for Wisconsin moving forward, is to minimize this losing streak more so than anything else.
You know, every team is different. Every year is different. But if there's one thing we have seen with Greg Gard coach Wisconsin teams, I've said it many times, I'll say it again now, many times they do their best work when things look to be at their worst. And right now, Wisconsin's dealing with a three-game losing streak. That is unfamiliar territory these last couple of years for this Badgers program. But that's what they're dealing with now as Indiana blows open a close game. It was just a one-point lead for the Hoosiers at the half. They end up winning by 18. Final score this afternoon, Indiana 63, Wisconsin 45. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
18-point win for Indiana over Wisconsin today, 63-45. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past the turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time, and safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
In the second half, Indiana shoots 65% from the field, 19 of 29. Shooting was a struggle all day long for the Badgers, just 32% for the floor. It was 21-20 Indiana at the half, and then the Hoosiers blow it wide open in the second half, leading by as many as 21 en route to a 63-45 win.
You take a look at that second half and how it started for the Badgers. Well, they missed their first six. Indiana made its first five. Indiana went on an 18-2 run, at which point, and I distinctly remember you saying it too, the Hoosiers were 9 of 11 from the field and the Badgers were 1 of 11.
And then Wisconsin got it to within 10. You're thinking, well, maybe, but never closer than that. Just the red, they just couldn't shoot straight throughout the course of the day. 5 of 24 from the three-point line.
It just puts too much pressure on your defense. Yep. You have to be almost perfect in stopping this Indiana team. And we mentioned it during the broadcast. They've been among the national leaders offensively, certainly with their shooting percentage, better than 50% from the field all season long. Despite their struggles defensively, they've still been able to score.
And you know, you talk a lot, Mike, or we talk a lot about momentum and confidence, too. And you can see an Indiana team coming into the game a little wobbly. But, man, once they got in rhythm, I mean, they were oozing confidence. And, what you know, Trace Jackson-Davis was getting whatever he wanted down the stretch.
Yeah, especially during what we just were talking about, that first 5 minutes of the second half where they took control, charge. They were the aggressor. And Wisconsin didn't look like the same Wisconsin we've seen at other points this season where they fought back.
No, this is a rarity here these last couple of years. They don't get beaten quite like this, but they were soundly beaten today. Indiana wins it 63-45. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Indiana pulls away in the second half to defeat Wisconsin 63-45. Trace Jackson-Davis, 18 points and 12 rebounds in this game today. He also had 5 blocked shots this afternoon. A guy who really starred was Jordan Geronimo. He had 12 points and 11 rebounds. Jalen Hood-Schifino with 16 points, 14 after halftime. He had 4 assists in the game. Trey Galloway with 8. Malik Renew with 6. Miller Kopp with 3. And Connor Assijan, Mike, the only Badger in double figures, 14 points. He needed 13 shots to get there. But I'm doing a double take on the rebounding total. 11 rebounds. He had himself a double-double today.
Yeah, there's a good news, bad news scenario there.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job on the glass. Badgers missed so many shots that he was able to clean up on many of them.
Yeah, well, he also did some good work on the defensive glass. I don't know, is Coach Guard back there? Nope, he's not back there. All right, 9 points for Max Klesman tonight, 8 for Chucky Hepburn, 5 for Stephen Crowell, 4 for Carter Gilmore, 3 for Isaac Lindsay, 2 for Kamari McGee.
I thought two players really imposed their will against Wisconsin, Jackson Davis and Geronimo. Mm. Just the way they played the game.
They did.
And their physicalness, quickness along. And Jackson Davis brings a combination of both physicalness and quickness.
Again, the on-ball pressure again seemed to be a bit of an issue as well. I think we're standing by for the head coach. Actually, we'll just go ahead and take another break. Indiana wins 63-45. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network schedule for tomorrow. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 30. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, cloudy skies. 35 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday with a chance for scattered showers Tuesday. Highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Winning all but one time. Matter of fact, the Hoosiers or the Boilermakers, this is their best start. Their 16-1 start. You have to go back to the big dog days back in the 93-94 season. But
you know, what's impressive?
Everybody's vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that.
And what's impressive about the Purdue start is playing freshman guards.
Because
no one was quite sure, okay, how effective can they be once you start Big Ten play and you get into the midst of your league schedule because of the, you know, the difficulty from game to game, week to week in this conference, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever you want to call it. But so far, they've held up well, haven't they?
Yeah, I would say so. At 5-1 in
I think just the pressure, though. Zach Edey puts so much pressure on a defense that you have to account for him going into every game. And it's a matter of you're going to make open shots or not, because he's going to get you open shots by the way your coverage is dictated to the big man in the middle.
And they went through that stretch where they weren't making shots. Now they are. But everybody, just the fierceness of this league, it's on display day in, day out, night in, night out, as we're joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Guard. I know you almost always, Greg, you look at the defense first, and they really got into a rhythm in the second half. But you know, Mike and I are suggesting that when a team is struggling shooting the ball the way the Badgers were today, eventually that can, I know it shouldn't, but it can have an effect on the other end. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we had done a decent job, or actually a very good job, of minimizing what was happening in the paint in the first half and forced them into some tougher twos. And, you know, other than some offensive rebounds, I thought we played a very good defensive first half. Offensively, we got to continue to find ways. And, you know, the start of the second half, we have some wide open looks. And then defensively, you know, that first segment of 7 to 10 possessions, they got some momentum, they got confidence going. We couldn't answer that, and that's obviously when they were able to get their separation.
Greg, how much did their physicality, you mentioned the post, the paint, with Geronimo and Jackson Davis affect you?
Yeah, I think, you know, they made life hard with Steve, and they made life hard with Chucky, and that's where you got to have other guys step up. And, you know, I thought Connor Sejan, the ability to draw fouls on cuts, the movement away from the ball, I saw a lot of good things from him, and we got to get other guys that got to grow. And we'll watch this tape and learn from it and quickly get ready for Tuesday night.
But you see a guy like Max Klesmann diving after, you know, Connor too, and then Max gets a steal and an and one. And that's why you recruited him, but it speaks to the no quit here.
Oh, yeah.
On a
the
day
effort,
where things weren't going
well. Yeah, the effort, you know, the guys diving on the floor, like I said, battling. You know, there's things we got to clean up and get better at. And you got to make shots. I mean, I'm being captain obvious there, but we've always been able to knock down threes. I've had guys that have knocked down threes because it loosens them up, and they can't play as, you know, as tight in the paint and crowd our post players. You know, so a combination of things. It's not maybe one specific thing, but we've got to shoot it better. We've got to find ways to make offense easier for us.
All right, Greg, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Indiana wins it here today, 63-45. Back in a moment as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a Shaus. We have so many options to create your very own Shaus. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Indiana defeats Wisconsin this afternoon 63-45. It was 21-20, the Hoosiers at the half, but a quick 10-point burst broke the game open. The Badgers could never get it to single digits the rest of the way. We mentioned Connor Resegian was doing what he could. He had 9 points in the second half, 14, the one double-digit score for Wisconsin, and he provides us with our call of the game. Desmond will bring it across the midstripe on the left side. Hands off to Resegian. Right-hand flip for Hepburn between the circles. Out to Connor, left side. He'll try the three, and it's good. Way to go down and get that pass, too. And he did, and he flipped it in. 45-35 Indiana with 7:35 remaining. On a day where the Badgers couldn't buy a bucket, especially from the three-point line, they were 5 of 24 as a team. Resegian was 3 for 7. 14 points, 11 rebounds for Connor. A double-double for him.
Today. I really like the way he responded to this environment here today. We all know the outside pressures on someone coming home to play for the first time. And I just liked his aggressiveness, too. You mentioned the rebounding, but just in trying to hunt his shot. He was on the floor a few times, took some hits, which has been the case throughout his freshman season. Physically, he knows where he needs to be starting next year, but this is who he is this year. And I thought he acquitted himself extremely well, given the circumstances.
Yeah, the day where they just couldn't score, he was doing what he could.
There was nobody helping him.
No, he did what he could to hunt his shot. And so a little tip of the cap to Connor Resegian here today. Indiana, tip of the cap to them as the Hoosiers D up here today, defeating Wisconsin 63-45. Back to close things off of this Saturday afternoon in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 30. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, cloudy skies. 35 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday with a chance for scattered showers Tuesday. Highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28. The way you lie.
You lie like a priceless Persian rug. There are many ways to listen or watch what we do. You can watch us online through the Up North News Facebook page. Just look for Up North News WI or Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. And if you ever miss a show and want to see the listing of episodes, go to civicmedia.us and click on our show page there. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is still with us. And speaking of Wausau, we're heading that way now, where we're going to talk to Jesse Scharfenberg. Jessica is the, where have you got it here? There we go. CEO at Health First in Wausau and president of the Wisconsin Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. And is going to give us some perspective on crisis pregnancy centers, what they are, what they are not, perhaps how they are funded, other things that we need to know in case you or somebody close to you is in need of comprehensive care regarding pregnancy. And so, Jessica, it's nice to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks for the invite. It's really interesting, Pat. The song that played right before we went into this segment was about lying. I think it was a perfect intro to what we're going to be talking about today. We've been doing a lot of work around crisis pregnancy centers, especially post-Dobbs. With that decision, abortion access has been diminished in Wisconsin. You can't receive an abortion in Wisconsin. We have individuals going out of state, which we are more than willing to help. But what we're seeing is crisis pregnancy centers, we like to call them fake healthcare centers, are really increasing their marketing and their media, saying, hey, come to us instead. We're going to help you get that abortion. We're going to help you with those services. These different entities are religiously affiliated, and their ultimate goal is to stall the woman to a point where when she would actually be able to receive an abortion, she's no longer able to because they've taken up so much of that time, which is a really, really dangerous aspect for individuals. We have one right here in Wausau. I don't know if any of you guys read the Wausau Pilot and Review. There was a great article right before the holidays around that, of who they are, what they do, what they don't do. They like to go under this guise that they're a reproductive health center. They're not. They don't offer comprehensive reproductive health care. They don't offer contraception, very, very limited STI testing. They don't have medical staff, which I find it's really interesting, is they do what they call these limited ultrasounds to confirm pregnancy on individuals. And I remember when I was pregnant and I had to go in and I had an ultrasound by an ultrasound tech, and then the physician and radiologist had to read that before they could give me any results or tell me anything. Yet they have these quote unquote trained individuals doing these limited ultrasounds, telling people whether they have a heartbeat or not. And especially early on in pregnancy, and Dr. Lyerly, I'm sure you can agree with this. If you are going to do an early ultrasound, you need to do a transvaginal ultrasound if you're going to detect a heartbeat. And they're trying to do transabdominal ultrasounds and telling people whether they have a heartbeat or not. Come on, that's not even possible.
Oh, it's so true. I've seen people come in with pictures from the crisis pregnancy center. And, you know, ultrasounds are challenging to interpret sometimes. I've seen people show me a picture that's clearly their bladder, and they were told that it was inside of the uterus. I mean, these centers are unregulated. They are non-medical. They have no legal obligation to provide pregnant people with accurate information. And they are, this is really important, not subject to HIPAA or required by law to maintain client confidentiality. So they can go out and talk about you and share your name. And you don't know that because you're assuming that they are a medical center.
And that's really interesting. So we've had secret shoppers. There's other entities, reproductive healthcare providers in Wisconsin, who have sent secret shoppers into these entities to kind of get the gist of what's going on and what information is being provided. And in their confidentiality statements and all the paperwork that you sign, it flat out says that they'll make the decision whether they're going to share your information or not. And it's like, excuse me, you're going to say you're a healthcare entity, yet you're not going to protect that information. However, according to HHS, they are not covered entities. So a lot of, and this is a lot of mumbo jumbo, but covered entities are what you fall under with HHS if you are billing for the services that you provide, and you have to follow HIPAA if you are a covered entity. They don't bill for their services, so they are not a covered entity, so they don't have to follow HIPAA, and they don't, which is really scary for individuals. And especially right now, you have individuals in very vulnerable states, and they don't have access to the services that they're looking for. And they're saying, hey, come over here. I mean, the number of ads I'm served on like Facebook or social media of these pregnancy centers, if you're thinking about an abortion, come see us. Well, they don't offer all options counseling, and they don't do referrals to abortion centers or have the connections to get people where they need to go, which is really, really dangerous in this post-Dobbs environment that we are living in.
We are talking to Jessica Scharfenberg and Dr. Kristen Lyerly about crisis pregnancy centers and the many shortcomings and, frankly, the misinformation that's out there. And what I find so interesting is that it's the truthiness of it, if you will, that we have essentially these borderline fake clinics, claiming to be more than what they are. And it's all about an issue that is based on attacking Planned Parenthood as being a place that is only an abortion provider, when Planned Parenthood is an example of a place that does provide very comprehensive health care for women, Kristen.
Yes, not just comprehensive, but thoughtful, sensitive, careful. The number of people who came to me and said, this is not the experience I thought that I was going to have here, because we talk about everything. And the goal is to try to help them make the best decision for themselves, not to force them to have an abortion. And I think that that is the perception that they get from, you know, much of the public, but also especially these crisis pregnancy centers who target vulnerable people, young people, under-resourced people, and try to delay them in receiving appropriate, accurate care.
And Jesse, it's not just Planned Parenthood. I wanted to set up Kristen with that, but obviously so many other places will provide real and comprehensive health care.
Yeah, there's 43 Title X reproductive health clinics in Wisconsin. And with this whole post-Dobbs situation, Title X clinics are protected. We are able to provide all options, comprehensive care to individuals, which is amazing. And we have all of these centers. But what you will see is these crisis pregnancy centers, all of them are located within 1 to 2 miles of an actual Title X or reproductive health clinic. So I will give you an example. Back in 2008, which was before my tenure here, we used to be Family Planning Health Services. Our website was fphs.org. Hope Pregnancy Center here in Wausau bought fphs.com to try to confuse people on where to go for comprehensive care. And it's like, come on, guys. And I am not against having resources available to individuals in our communities. But let's be truthful about what their resources are. So if you want to be a gospel missionary that's going to offer resources to individuals like diapers or clothing or that type of a thing, say that you're a gospel ministry and that's what you do. Do not say that you are a reproductive health clinic, because you are not, and you do not offer reproductive health care. And, you know, we've talked so much in the past 3 years about misinformation, and this is just another one of those things of misinformation, and they're just really capitalizing on the Dobbs decision and being out there in your face saying, here, come here, come here. Well, you offer very limited services that aren't comprehensive. It's not according to ACOG. It's not according to the CDC. So we have all of these governing bodies as a comprehensive reproductive health care provider that we have to follow. And those are the standards. That's not what happens at a crisis pregnancy center, which is super, super unfortunate. I mean, they start talking about how abortion is linked to cancer and this and that and the next thing. And we're going to go on this abortion recovery journey and this and that and the next thing. And that's not what science says. So when you're going to say, hey, come here for an abortion, yet you're also saying, well, we need to talk about an abortion recovery journey, those things don't mesh.
Mm-mm. And if you're receiving appropriate, sensitive, thoughtful care, you wouldn't need a recovery journey. That would all be part of the care that you are receiving. And I love that you talked about how they mentioned the false risks of abortion. They tell people that you have a higher incidence of breast cancer, infertility, mental illness, preterm birth. They suggest a high complication rate associated with abortion, when we know that abortion is one of the safest procedures that people can have. They overestimate people's gestational ages and say it's too late for you to have an abortion. So people walk away from these clinics thinking that they don't have any options. They downplay the impact of pregnancy and childbirth on people's lives and health. And many times people have come to see me saying, I was told that this would make my blood pressure better, when in fact, we know that it doesn't. And if they are misrepresenting early in pregnancy the impact on your long-term health, and you're making decisions about your long-term health based on this information, you are putting yourself and your family at risk.
It seems like we need to be talking about proposals for greater regulation and oversight of these entities. The last thing, though, is that complicating things even further is the continued closure of rural healthcare facilities. And there's a direct tie-in to politics here, in that, you know, there are only about a dozen states that continue to refuse the Medicaid expansion. And those dozen states represent less than a quarter of the population. And yet in the states that refuse to expand Medicaid, they accounted for 74% of all rural hospital closures. So Jesse, this problem of access to good health care in rural Wisconsin and rural America, this is something that is going to be a constant for the foreseeable future. And people are going to want to look for whatever they can find for care rather than just a quality care place, which I'm sure is what you are trying to advocate for.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things. Politics are playing with healthcare, and it's not good and it is not safe, but that's the reality that we are currently living in. So advocating, telling the truth, getting the information out there is so important right now. So individuals know what their options are for safe and quality comprehensive care, which is super, super important, because they can say, hey, I have this crisis pregnancy center down the street. They're going to do X, Y, and Z for me. But that's not the actual truth. So we're trying to get the information out so that people know where their resources actually are.
Because how can you make the best decisions for yourself in the context of your own life if you don't have the right information?
Exactly. Jesse, if anybody wants to learn more, where would you suggest people turn to?
Reach out to me. WIFRA has been doing a lot of work around this. The Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, Sarah Finger, is amazing. They have a lot of information on their website as well. We're trying to get as much accurate information out so people can make informed decisions about their health care.
And would that be healthfirstnetwork.org?
Yep, healthfirstnetwork.org.
All right. Appreciate it very much. Jessica Scharfenberg, Chief Executive Officer of the Health First Network. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and look forward to visiting again soon.
Thank you.
All right. And Kristen, when we come back after the break, we're going to jump right into an interview with Joel Charles talking about climate and health.
It's all connected, baby.
That's the way to put it. So we'll hear from Dr. Charles, and then Dr. Lyerly will talk to us again a little bit more before we hear from Luke Mathers and wrap up our conversation here for Thursday on Up North News Radio. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, go to upnorthnewswi.com and hit newsletter in the top banner. We'll be back.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 30. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, cloudy skies. 35 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday with a chance for scattered showers Tuesday. Highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Back on Up North News now with Joe Zepecki joining us after a celebratory week, shall we say, for folks who are supporters of Governor Evers. So bright-eyed and bushy-tailed describes neither one of us, but we'll prattle on as best we can. Joe, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you and to your listeners. It certainly was a fun way to start the new year at the inaugural events earlier this week. It was a good time, and maybe too good of a time.
Perhaps, but I recall them well, and they are times that, you know, it's not just a party. It is a time of optimism when people are standing in, you know, that beautiful marble building and thinking about the possibilities. And look, we know a lot of it, you know, is probably unwarranted given the times that we live in. But, you know, I think you and I would both be honest about it. Inauguration days and start of session days, you do get an extra dose of imagine how good things could be, you know, in another time and place where people cooperated a bit more, shall we say.
Yeah, it is a remarkable thing to witness, the swearing in, taking the oaths of office of the state's constitutional officers, all of the pomp and circumstance. You know, there's a reason for all of it. And part of it is to sort of put in perspective that we are fortunate to live in a place where we, the people, are sovereign and get to decide who represents us and who leads us. And it really is a day where there's amazement and wonder and optimism. And we certainly saw that in the speeches. We certainly saw that reflected in the folks who are partying and dancing and having a good time. And really, the other thing that really jumped out to me was it's a day that's a lot about politics, but doesn't really seem super political. It's more about state pride. And you know, you got the University of Wisconsin marching band, and you've got people from all across the state and different cultures represented, you know, old and young. It's just, it was a really cool celebration of the great state of Wisconsin, in addition to being a really rewarding capstone to those of us who worked really hard to try and win as many of those elections last year as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the school kids there. And again, you know, you and I both know on those days where those fourth grade field trips are coming through, you actually kind of puff up your chest a little bit more and go, hey, I get to work here. And people look at this as the seat of government. And that's pretty awesome. It's actually the building itself, Joe, that sometimes I think we all take for granted. I can't tell you how many times I have looked at that building when coming down to Madison and thinking, if we were starting a state today, would we build anything like that? It just reminds you that we once lived in a country, well, we didn't live in it, but other people lived in a country where they marked their state capital by building these magnificent buildings in Madison, in St. Paul, and you know, in so many others. I think there's only like one building where the state capitol kind of looks like, you know, your typical office building. And yeah, it's because it's supposed to be special, the seat of government.
Yeah, the Iowa State House is another one that is absolutely stunning. Yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't been down to Madison in a while, get on through there. No COVID restrictions. The building is open. It's a great way to spend a day, and it never kind of ceases to stop you in your tracks.
Exactly. And so back to the inauguration itself, and of course, Governor Evers elected to a second term. Not a lot of surprises in what he said. And look, I wasn't expecting that Republican leadership was going to say, oh my gosh, we've seen the light. We'll give you everything you want. But, you know, to still like Voss, Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux did, you know, to refer to the speech as divisive when you consider where public opinion is, not just in the election, but on the issues that Governor Evers chooses as priorities. I just don't know that divisive. I mean, maybe they think it's a word that works for them. Maybe it's the best word that works for them, but I don't know that it's the correct word.
I think the bit is getting pretty worn out at this time. And, you know, when we talk about, listen, Governor Evers, in his speech, essentially mocked the Republicans who are standing in his way on these issues that have 60, 70, 80% approval from the people of Wisconsin, whether that's expanding Medicaid to provide more health care to folks and to save the state money, whether that's raising the minimum wage or protecting a woman's right to make her own health care choices or legalizing marijuana in any sense, whether that's medicinal or recreational. But he did it in the most Tony Evers polite, golly gee, aw shucks way possible, and cited the Marquette Law School poll and just sort of said, listen, I don't expect people to agree with me all the time. That's not what this is supposed to be about. But I'm really glad that a lot of people agree with me 60, 70, 80% of the time, according to the latest Marquette poll. And so Republicans tried to no avail for 4 years to paint Tony Evers as something he is not, which is, you know, a radical, you know, far out there Democrat. And he's just not. And so I think it's more sort of revealing that they don't know what else to do than go back to the same playbook on the first day of his second term when it didn't get him what they wanted last time, because what they wanted was to defeat Tony Evers, and they didn't get that done. And I know we'll get to this, but it sort of goes to show that the chaos in the Republican Party and the lack of direction is not just limited to what we're seeing at the federal level in the U.S. House of Representatives this week. The rot goes all the way down to these state legislatures where Republican parties, they may have big majorities, but they're sort of at sea. They don't know which way is up and where they're heading. They don't have a direction, so they just sort of resort to calling people the same names they always have. I don't think it's going to go very well for him, but we'll find out.
Well, we'll see. We'll get to that cast in the house in a bit here. But sticking with the fact that Evers is entering a new term, it was interesting to note that Fred Prehn, the squatter on the Natural Resources Board, finally, you know, gave it up. And three different squatters on the Technical College System Board gave up the positions that they've held on to 20 months past the expiration of their term, thanks to a state Supreme Court that you know, said it's okay to go against democracy, essentially. But be that as it may, my question for you is that a good sign about what happens to the more than 100 nominations that Devin LeMahieu and the Republicans in the Wisconsin State Senate are still sitting on? Or is this just a few Scott Walker appointees who have decided to you know, accept reality and move on, and we actually won't see progress with the nominations in the state Senate?
I think it's possible to hold two thoughts in your head at the same time, and that's kind of what we have to do here. And the first thought is that it is very good that these appointees who overstayed their welcome and were no longer representing the will of the people as expressed by an appointment through a duly elected chief executive have finally given up the jig and have, you know, taken their papers and gone home. That's good. It means that democracy is a little bit stronger today than it was yesterday when these folks were staying past their welcome. The second thought is, I'm still not sure we should have a lot of optimism that the Republican-controlled legislature is all of a sudden going to find religion and be like, oh, of course, we'll consider and vote up or down on all of Governor Evers' appointments. This is a legislature, and we just talked about how they don't have much of a direction. So, you know, they've got some new policy ideas that we can talk about that are pretty out there. But I have a hard time believing that if for the last 4 years they were dragging their feet on nominations and giving people even up or down vote, just letting them hang there, I'm not sure that they're going to rush to fill these. And that's too bad, because the role of the legislature on a lot of these appointments is to advise and consent and confirm. And we learned all of this in grade school. It's your job, folks. And so let's hope that Republicans will move more quickly on nominations. But I don't see any real reasons for optimism.
No, it is very much in line with the editorial that I gave earlier this morning that says, you know, not working and not governing is not a bug. It's a feature in the political DNA of right wingers who want to prove government doesn't work. And the only way they can do that is by not doing the work themselves. It's why I've often said those who hate government the most should be trusted the least to run it. And that sadly is where we are right now. But I always have to ask the question that at least has a little tinge of optimism to it is, as Governor Evers and Republicans talk about this next state budget and a record budget surplus of $6.5 billion, is there any way to game out a way that the two sides could reach a deal that doesn't happen very late in the session or even well into the summer? Is there any scenario, or would one or both sides just simply have to give up so much that there's virtually no hope for a timely budget resolution?
I mean, define timely, right? The thing is supposed to be done by June 30th. It's slipped a little bit in past years. You know, once during the Walker era, it certainly lasted until what, like September or October. So it's not unheard of. Listen, I think the enormity of the state surplus under Governor Evers' leadership, I think we're talking about, you know, $6 billion. Am I right on that, Pat? Is that number?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Just the sheer enormity of the number means that there's going to be urgency. There's going to be enough kind of wiggle room in the budget to give enough folks wins and what they want. You know, there's enough to do more money for schools that the governor wants. There's enough to do more for shared revenue and for municipalities that a lot of even these Republicans are hearing from their small town mayors and city administrators, like, hey, we're dying here. So I think the the flexibility that the surplus provides means that there will be, you know, maybe not a grand bargain, maybe not by the stroke of midnight on June 30th, but I think this is about as good a shape as the state could hope to be in heading into a biennial budget cycle.
And let's wrap up moving into the halls of Congress, where as we record this, the sixth ballot is getting underway, voting for the speaker. The Democratic leader has won the first five votes in the new Republican-led House of Representatives. So I ask this as facetiously as possible, because you deserve these now and then as a Democratic operative, or if you're a Democratic member of the House. Was the first day with the three ballots that failed for Kevin McCarthy a great day or the best day ever?
You know, I think it's a great day any day that people sort of have to take some accountability for their actions and their choices. And what is happening in Congress right now is Kevin McCarthy is finally facing the consequences of his own actions. So what a sight this has been to behold. You know, if there's a Guinness World Record for smirking as you are defeated and voted down time and time again, it's in danger of going to Kevin McCarthy. It's just madness. And this is what we have been warning about and talking about really since, you know, the moment Trump came down the escalator. The toxicity within the Republican Party is so pervasive that they can't even agree on how to organize the House. There's not a single member of Congress that has been sworn in to do their job because they can't do the brass tacks, bare like nuts and bolts of just getting the House organized because their conference is in disarray. What a bad look for Republicans that they can't get their stuff together.
No doubt about that. Joe Zepacki, thank you so much. Always good to have the visit. Have a great day.
You too.
We actually had time for another question with Joe that we removed out of editing because of time constraints. We're going to play that early in our next hour, because I also asked him about the January 6th committee releasing the transcripts of more of its closed-door interviews. And that included new information about the fake elector scheme, Wisconsin ties to it, what Ron Johnson knew about it, and what people said about Ron Johnson. And so you'll hear from Joe Zepacki about that in our next hour. But back to Governor Evers and his second inaugural. After that was done, he met yesterday with mayors of Wisconsin's five largest cities, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, a closed-door meeting to talk about how the legislature could make some changes to how local governments are funded. And I think the most important thing to note is that state revenue sharing used to be 12.5% of the state's general budget. 12.5% went to local governments to support them. It's down to 5% now. And state Republicans need to start doing their fair share to support their constituents at the local level. This day in history and music next. You're up north.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Kick the dust up.
Well, if you're hearing Luke Bryan, it must be time to hear more about the Luke and Bryan Dueling Tangents Radio Extravaganza. From a new undisclosed location from the Mathers Man Cave somewhere. The you're in Madison proper, right? So the Mathers Madison Man Cave?
Get it all
Sorry,
out,
there
Aaron.
must have been something in the connection there. My apologies, Luke.
No, I am a proud resident of Sun Prairie, new homeowner.
Oh, that's right. Sunny P. I forgot. Yep. So from the man cave there, who, and I noticed, see, now look, behind me are family photos and a couple of Wisconsin knickknacks. Behind Dr. Lyerly, I can see all this evidence of we the three of us guys combined are not 6% as smart as she is.
Oh, and yes, correct.
What totally. Do you have? Yeah, I don't, back
6%
there?
Is even generous, a little, yes. Pat. Like 6% is pushing it. That's on a know. Good day.
So what do you have back there? What's on the new home studio?
These are my three Wisconsin maps. So I got a map of the state parks. I have a map of supper clubs and of breweries here in Wisconsin.
A map of supper clubs?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was the newest addition to it when the room was being put together. It's a work in progress. It's a little bit of a fixer-upper, but I got enough that I can come in and join you remotely for the broadcast. So those are my three Wisconsin maps back there.
Is that supper club map perhaps related to the old fashioned or whatever it's called by Ron Faiola?
I don't believe so. I don't have that map. I believe there's a different map for that one.
Gotcha.
But
he again, looks goes for the visual.
As a matter of fact, yeah,
the
Pat
two
just
Ron
happens
Faiola
to have
books
these
that
books.
Are on his back here.
I was say he's got them back there supper already. Clubs.
Kristen, we got to do the road trip. We got to do the road trip this summer of supper
yes.
clubs.
Bring it. I'm ready.
Luke, Aaron, you in?
Yeah. Yep. Let me know when and where.
You're in charge of arranging the civic media bus that's going to take us from supper club to supper club.
All right. We'll see what we can do. We'll make it happen. We'll make
see
it
if
happen.
We can find a celebrity bus driver, you know, just, I mean, not Dom for the love
better.
Of God, you know. But I was telling Aaron earlier that I think that because, you know, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute is on, you know, all of the civic media stations. And this program is on all of the stations, at least during the 6 a.m. hour. And then in the middle, some people hear some shows, some people hear others. I thought, you know, this kind of reminds me of Homeroom. So we're like the Homeroom of civic media. And that's where the Charlie Brown teacher sound effect came from. Is we think of you, Mr. Mathers, as our hometown teacher.
That's a very generous comparison. I do not have command of this classroom one bit. But I see Dr. Lyerly has her hand.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Sorry, we don't have a hall pass for that.
I was going to say, you got to wait to the commercial break. That's what we consider passing period around here.
So I already went to the bathroom.
By the way, an unknown state's, an undisclosed state senator just texted offering to drive the bus. So
there you go.
We are going to be taking that leading Wisconsin politician up on that generous offer, believe me. So, Luke, you want to take over Homeroom here and tell us some of the highlights of the civic media empire, or just your own show, if that's the highlight you got?
Well, there's a lot in store for civic media. I at the end of 2022, we had a little bit of a internal email going around asking, please don't spoil any of the locations that are coming. I haven't
so here's Luke now tape. To spoil
I haven't
some
rewound
locations.
The tape to see if this was specifically directed at me. It wasn't like I was getting a slap on the wrist. I think it was kind of just a friendly reminder. So I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, but I can tell you that Civic Media's got a lot in store for 2023. We're really excited about the team that we're putting together, the areas across Wisconsin that we will be covering in 2023. So we're really excited. Hopefully over the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to share more specifics with you, Pat. But as of this morning, it's really more about building the anticipation rather than sharing anything else. And we've got a terrific Packer game coming up on Sunday Night Football. That is an excellent little logo that Dr. Lyerly is sharing around.
I believe Dr. Lyerly was silently making the pitch, you know, to get a Green Bay station. So somehow I know that's on your to-do list. Short term or long term, who's to say? But Kristen is going to be relentless until we get her a hometown studio to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Locally.